This week we are featuring Barbara Law, who recently passed away. She was a teenager living in Japan when World War II ended. Her country's surrender signaled many changes in her life, including instruction on how to deal with American GIs that would soon land on her homeland soil. The interesting piece of history is this edition on the American Countryside.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Barbara Law will always remember August 9, 1945. It was her 15th birthday and the day an atomic weapon was used on the city of Nagasaki. Barbara reminds that World War II was begun by the Japanese government, and those views were not necessarily those of its people.
Of course, Japan was army. They took over. So Japanese people, they couldn't do nothing. You know, they just followed the order.
She remembers being with friends the day her country surrendered.
All of a sudden, they had an announcement come out and say, Japan is surrender, you know. What? Surrender, you know? And we just stood there and listened because Emperor was talking. And we were sad.
Her mother looked at it differently.
My mother said, you know that Japan, they don't realize how little that Japan is, you know, compared to the United States. How could they win? And she always said that. And we used to tell my mother, you better be quiet, you know, you'll come up and arrest you.
Some of the first changes Barbara saw at the end of the war was in how she needed to dress for school.
Right away, they said, you can't show the skin. American soldiers kind of rough to the girl. So anyway, everybody will have to wear special kind of pants, and it was terrible. It was in the middle of the summer, you know, but you don't want to wear anything, pants, but my mother have to make some.
Barbara eventually moved to the United States. The story of her route to this country is next time as we travel the countryside in King City, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.